Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Truma. The Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim talks much about topics related to the Mishkan. And today I'd like to share with you three thoughts that come from the Gaon. One regarding the Ketores, one regarding the Krushim, and one regarding the Kruvim. Three thoughts. The Gra's words are Ketore Mesinai, really very clear and revealing thoughts. Let us start, what did I say first, the Ketores. Besamim, l'shemen ha-mishcho, v'l'ketores ha-samim. Many mefarshim ask why it mentions the besamim for the Ketores ha-samim. The Ketores, after all, is a type of carbon. Items brought for a carbon are not listed. The beginning of Truma lists things that are needed for the building of the Mishkan, not for the use of the Mishkan. And therefore, when it mentions the Besamim, L'Shemen HaMishcha, we understand the Shemen HaMishcha is for the building. V'L'Keteres HaSamim needs an explanation. The Gra, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, says the following. And I should be magdim, it should say Samim L'Keteres HaSamim. Why Besamim L'Keteres HaSamim? But at any rate, the Gra says the following. In Parshas Kisisa, we have the Parsha of the Ketores, which I hope you say every morning, V'yem Hashem al Moshe, Kach lecho samim, notef u'shcheles v'chel ben ha-samim u'levayin ha-zakad bad bevad yiyah. It mentions the different parts of the Ketores. We know there are 11 ingredients of the Ketores. Yet, the Torah mentions only four. Notef, shcheles, chel ben ha-samim, and levayin ha-zakad. The siman is abbreviation Shulchan, Shcheles, Levina, Chalbana, Natav. Those are the four that I mentioned. The question is, why is it mentioned four and it doesn't mention all 11? Now, the Gemara learns from a Riboy that there are 11, but the Torah only mentions specifically four. And the Gra explains the following as Pshat, it's just Pashup Pshat in the Ketores. He says the Pshat is the following. The Ketores is made out of 11 ingredients. Hatzori v'tipar nechabna v'alavoyna. The first four, shivim shivimana, are 70 portions each, 70 measures each. That totals 280. Those four form the bulk of the Ketores. The entire Ketores is 280 mana of those four, and 88 mana of the other seven. Says the Gra. There's a major difference. You know why the Torah mentions four? Those four are the samim. Kach l'cha samim, not of u'shcheles chal b'na samim u'levayin ha-zakah. Not besamim, it's samim. What is sam? Sam is the essence of different plants or whatever particular item it's made from. The sam is the essence of it. Those four, says the Gra, that's the Ketores. Those four are the samim of the Ketores, the etzem Ketores, the core Ketores. Then there are seven other ingredients, the other seven parts that are added, and they're added to give a smell, l'reach l'tabel, to give a proper pleasant fragrance, and to enhance the Ketores. Meaning to say, you need all 11, but the four are the core Ketores. Those are four mentioned in the Torah. And the other seven are meant to enhance and improve on the Ketores. Memela, says the Gra. The Torah only mentions four. The four Samim, the four that we call Samim. Coming back to Parshas Truma, it says, B'samim l'shevena mishchol teres ha-samim. The four that are the core carbon, they're not mentioned. The seven that are Machshirim, the things that make the Ketores be good, they are mentioned. Because like everything else here, they're the Machshirim, they're the things that adorn or develop the Ketores. So, we have now an understanding. Every morning you should be saying, at the very least, even if you don't say all the Karbanos, the 8 Psukim of the Karban Tamid and the 5 Psukim of the Ketores, which begin, V'yayim Hashem HaMashe, Kach V'cha, Samim, Natav, Shcheles, Chabon HaSamo, V'yizak, Bavadiyah. By heart. It's not hard. Those five psukim. And notice that it only mentions four of the 11. That's the Gra's insight, the pshat, in the Ketores. What I'd say, after Ketores, we'll do the Krashim. Again, amazing insight of the Gra. Rashi brings that Yaakov Avinu prepared the wood for the Krashim. And the way Rashi brings it, Yaakov Avinu planted the Arozim in Mitzrayim so that when the Yidden leave, they would have wood ready to go. And of course, it needs an explanation why Yaakov Avinu planted it as opposed to just having the Jews buy wood like they bought other things. Well, maybe it was not available in the Midbar. Yeah, still, you could prepare wood in Mitzrayim. See, here, the Gra says an incredible thing. And one piece of the Gra is well known, but there's more to it, and you'll see in a moment. This Gra, in his Likutim, in the beginning of Biurei HaZayar, in his Biurim to the Zayar, and the Gra asks, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his Talmidim, they went out to fields to connect HaKadosh Baruch, what they called Chakal Tapuchin, the apple orchard. Why did they go out to fields? Why weren't they in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Beis HaKnesses? Why did they go outdoors? The Ari went outdoors to greet the Shabbos. Why outdoors? Why not indoors? So the Gra says the following. He says, Chayk hu b'teva. It's a rule. God put a rule into the world that a place that has Kedusha, a place that's going to be a place of elevating people in Kedusha, has to have walls that are made b'Kedusha. The place has to be prepared b'Kedusha. And the Gra says that the influence on those who make the building that you're in when you sit and learn has an influence on the ability of those that are inside to be able to grow. Most famously, the Gra says this about Reb Chiya in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where he says that he would plant flax, make nets to catch deer, to use the skin to make chumashim for children to learn. Why the whole process? We want the whole process to be b'kedusha v'tahara. When a process is done b'kedusha v'tahara, then the learning is a purer learning. In Evan Shleima, in Perek Dalet, Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings that svarim that are printed should be printed in a printing press of an Adam Kosher, because that's mashpia that the learning should go well. The more kosher the physical part of the building you're in, the physical sefer that you're learning, the more kosher it is, the more there is growth and ability to learn. And therefore, says the Gra, they went outside to connect. The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's highest level of Kedusha was outdoors. It wasn't in a building where he'd be limited by the lack of Kedusha in those who put up the building. And this Gra opens our eyes to a Pella. In Melachim Beis, we find Elisha and his Talmidim building a Beis Medrash to learn in, building with axes and chopping wood. A double Pella. Why didn't they hire workers to do it? They're busy sitting and learning. And the answer is this answer. Elisha was the Navi. They want a Medrega. They're a Shem Rechai plus. They wanted a building. They built it themselves. And that building is the building that is able to give the proper Kedusha to the people that are inside. Of course, it goes without saying, people have to be careful not to, God forbid, have money which may be stolen, may be gotten improperly, and use that to build a shul, to build a Beis Medrash. It's not going to be matzliach. There won't be Kedusha in something which is improper. It has to be done if the best of Eifin. There's a Sefer Shiras David from David Heckscher. Rav David Heckscher writes, he brings this Gra, and he adds, he says, that explains why Shidduchim are outdoors on a be'er. We know, Chazal say, in a number of places in the Torah, we find Shidduchim. We find in Parashat Shemais, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dezavav. Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the be'er, went for a Shidduch, because that's where Shidduchim are found. The Maral on that Pasuk says, Shom Mokim Shefa. It's a place of a shefa of bracha, of be'er. Why? According to the Gra, we understand It's an outdoor building where there's a natural shefa. It's a makom that's not inhibited by what people do. People didn't even dig the bar. It's a bear. It's a natural source of water, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's building, so to speak, and it brings bracha. I don't understand. Chazal say this, why when people go out on dates, why don't they think of going to places where there's water? I would think that would be the normal thing to do. I remember my first date. My first date, I went to the ferry. I took my, ultimately it would be my Kala and my wife, but I took her on the ferry. We went on the ferry to Liberty Island, and that was our date. We went to water. Why did we go to water? Chazal say, go to water. So I went to water. Definitely beats a lounge in a hotel. I know, it's the middle of the winter, it's cold, you can't do it, okay. But when you could do it, it's what Chazal say to do. Why isn't everybody doing it? I don't know. Why don't Shulchan Aruch hear about this? So it's a strange thing. The one piece of advice on dating we find in Chazal, and we find it in Rashi and Chumash, about where to go on dates, and it's, I don't know, it's ignored. Anyway, it's not a chiyuv, you can do what you like, but Chazal says, Shiduchim al haber, and the Shiras David says, oh, it fits with this gra. So, one gra on the Ketairis, one gra on the Kroshim, gra number three on the Kruvim. That is gra, I don't know where it is in its Makar, but I saw it in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach in the section called Kuntrus Rishumim, Maimer Vav, Ois Beis. Rav Hutner brings from the gra something quite fascinating. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu had two kruvim that were on the Aron. We also know, at least we should know if you learn Malachim, that Shlomo HaMelech built two kruvim besides those two that were in Kodesh HaKodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu's two kruvim were on top of the Aron. Shlomo HaMelech's two kruvim stood in the Kodesh HaKodesh, and also their wings were spread out over the Aron. So there were two sets of kruvim. When it says in the time of the Churban, the two kruvim of Mu'urin Zebezeh. People are aware of Chazal saying that at the time of the Churban, they saw the kruvim hugging each other. The kasha is, the Aron wasn't there. Melech Yeshio already hid the Aron. So how were their kruvim? The answer is, Moshe's kruvim were hidden, but Shlomo HaMelech's kruvim was still there. The Gra has a wonderful insight into why Shlomo HaMelech built two kruvim, and he says the following. He says that the kruvim were not just decorative, not just a chepzis shel mitzvah. They were the source of Torah Shebaal Peh. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu got nevuah everywhere, but the nevuah that was an instruction in halachis of Torah Shebaal Peh, he got Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, as it says, the Feirish in the Pasuk. And that's why the Kruvim were the source of Ava. When Klai Yisrael behaved, they were hugging each other, looking towards each other. When Klai Yisrael didn't behave, God forbid, it was different. Because the source of Ava, Kodesh HaKodeshim is called the source of Ava, it's called the Beis HaMitos, the private bedroom of Klai Yisrael under Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's the source of Ava, and from there, Torah comes forth. Says the Gra, Shlomo HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash a source for the Ahava of the Avodah that he was building in the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say, Lo Yehoya Yoyim Kedai, Ki Yoyim Shednitna Bai Shir Hashirim. It's Mishnayis Yadayim, Perikimu Mishnahei. Lo Yehoya Kolai, there was no time that was Kedai, Ki Yoyim Shednitna Bai Shir Hashirim. So Rav Hutner, what's Yom Shenitna by? Which day? He brings, it was the day that the Aron was built and brought into the Kodesh HaKodesh by Shlomo HaMelech. Then he gave forth Shir HaShir. Why does the Aron have to do with Shir HaShir? The Aron is the source of Ahava. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu's Kruvim were the source of Ahava that dealt with what? With the Torah. So to Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Beis HaMikdash, it was the source of the Ava, of the Avaida of Klal Yisrael, and that's why there were two more kruvim. And so, an insight regarding the Ketairis, an insight regarding the Krashim, regarding the kruvim. Let me end with a question. Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. You say Moshe Rabbeinu was great. Kol Yisrael Oisik and Bizas Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was taking the bones, the body of Yosef, Atzmas Yosef, into the Midbar. So we give him a lot of credit. He wasn't busy collecting money. He was busy doing a mitzvah. I don't understand. There were Jews that were busy carrying the Atzei Arozim. Somebody carried it. Rashi says that Yaakov planted them in Mitzrayim. People say Yaakov left it in the Midbar. That's not what Rashi says. He says he planted them in Mitzrayim. So the somebody had to carry out the Atzei Arozim. Isn't it harder to carry these big beams, 10 amas long, multiple beams, than to take the Atzmas Yosef? So we give Moshe Rabbeinu all this credit, which he deserves, of course, for being Isaac in the Atzmas Yosef. At the same time, we deserve credit for the unknown people that took out the Atzei Arozim. So, I don't know why it's not mentioned in Chazal. I'm sure there's a good reason that somebody will come up with at your Shabbos table. Wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.